I'm assuming the Arlam fit Summer Shabura, Summer Shachonar, at least Sef Gimel, Sef Hey. I'm assuming that's correct. Okay. Hopefully.
Correct. That means assuming that.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber brings a ghost Mordechai. Hanashkim a breaker v'ra'a shekticha tavshiloi. The food is starting to burn. V'yari penyakdiach yoser, it's going to burn more. Shayach alohasser lohaniach kadeir yashana rekonis alpia kiroa. So he can take the pot off, put down an empty pot on top of the kiro. And then put the pot which was before on the kira on the empty pot. But it needs no echazor. You can't put meniach gabi karka, and so which means in other words, it's only mutter to do chazor. It's not mutter to put it there lechatchila. Since it's a case of chazor, it was on the kira. You're putting it back on the kira. That's mutter. But if you put it down, you'd have a issur of chazor. You can put it back. But the parasha is very clear that the head over here is chazor. But the sin of lechatchila on Shabbos is awesome. You can't take it from not on the kira, from the fridge, and put it on a kedei rekonis on the kira. Now, in Sifhei, I don't know why, but the Velt asked the steer from Shinyan Ches Sif Ches, but Pashas is really in Reish Gimel Sifhei. And what the law says, Al Pi Kederis Kam and B'Shabbos, Tav Shal Nishbas Om Erev Shabbos Kol Tzorcha. I have a pot on the fire, which has food in it, and I want to take a different food item, which is not on the kira, which you removed it Erev Shabbos from the kira. Gun Panadish Kiyotzibahem Lachamon Fishen Derev Bishul Bakach, and that's Mutter. Okay, and that's a Rashba. It's a Rashba Daf Memam Abayis. The Mechaber in Shin Yerkes really brings that this is a Machlokes. The Shin Yerkes Sif Ches. So it's not there's no bishul problem. It's nisbash kol tzarchai and a davar yavesh. Let's say you want to put al gabi mecham shal aloesh. So you have a fire. You have a pot on the fire. You want to put this thing on top of the pot on the fire. Yeshar shadina kemenicha kenegad amadura. B'chol davar shemutal anicha kenegad amadura. Malkam shayatzel letus b'chigun shayavesh yavesh mutal anicha gabi mecham shal gabi yavesh. So some say this is the heter of Kenegad HaMadura, and therefore you can put it there as long as there's no bishul issues. It's, for example, a davar yavesh. B'yeshar min dahavi kemeniach al gabi akir lechatchila va'aser. I feel me's bashkol tzorcha. I feel me's samaver na'aloi. Feel me's asher shomer lishmar chaymoi. It's still aser because you need tanoi chazora, which you don't have tanoi chazora because it's like putting on the gabi akira. The rishon nira ikur. But the first shita that it's mutter, the sin lechatchila is mutter, is the ikur shita, and that's what he brings in Reish Gimel in Sifhei. Then he says, but if it has rights, so now it's a davar lech, you have a bishul problem. Okay, which the Rama is going to say not like that. What's the din of Kenegad HaMadura? So that's brought down in Shinya Tezvov. Darish and Izbasha called Tzarcha Mahu Yavesh Shein by Marek. So there's no issue of Bishul. Mutalaniha Kenegra Madura Filmakam Shayatsu Lettuce Boy. But even though it will reach Yatsu Lettuce Boy, you ought to put it there if you put a Kenegra Madura. Fine. To me, it's fascinating the seder of the Shulchan Aruch. I would have brought Sif Tezvav before Sif Ches. All the Sif Ches is based on Sif Tezvav, but Tachi Darker Shul the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but the Velt asked the Stira between the Machaber in Sif Ches, which has the Rishon Nir Iker, the first sheet of that's Mutter. Which again is this Rashba over here, and which the Mechaber brings in Sif Hei, and the Sif Gimel, where he says you need to know Chazor. So there are three Mahalchim that answer the Shiloh. But let's step back a second. So the Yisrael of the Heter is, because it's like Kenegad Amadura. The Yisrael of the Heter is that putting it Al-Gabi Mechon, which is Al-Gabi Yoresh, is Mutter, just like Kenegad Amadura is Mutter. So you have to know what the Heter of Kenegad Amadura is to understand what this Heter is. So the Magen Rama there in Shinyan Ches quotes the Rosh. The Rosh and Simon Yud on the Gemara of Kenegad Amadura. So he says, Tema, why over here we're matter to put this Kikun Shamayim by the Madura? Even though the Tavshon is Bashal, and there's no issue of Bishal, it's also, it's only Mutter Chazor or whatever it is, but to do Nesina Mithil of Hafil is us. Why? So the hat over here, it's like the hat of smicha. Mila domi kuli hai l'soymich. The hosam mafsa kersi akira. Alahacha shu eitzel amadura hara l'mecha shem yichata. So I don't understand the lomdus. Over here, the lomdus of smicha is har kufa that you have the wall of the kira, and you're putting it beyond the wall, acts as your hekir. That's like a strange place to put it. You want to put it to really to cook and to warm up, etc. You put it on the kira. So putting it not on the kira, i.e. mamash off of it, that's a heck. But over here, where it's right by the fire, there's an open fire, so where's the hecker of Shem Yechata? How do you address Shem Yechata? Yeshua Rekim, the Tzricha Chomim, Laharchik Min HaMadura, then he brings the Yerushalmi Salgad, etc. Fine. She says the Heter over here is the Chazal used lots of Kenegad Madura as opposed to Eitzel Madura. It means a normal place a person would want to heat up a pot by the Madura, he'd put it above the Madura or right next to it. The fact that he's marking it away, that itself is the Heker to remind him not Shem Yechad. And Pashas, how he says, and that's what Chazal are being matter on Shabbos to go do an Asina L'Chadchila Kenegad Amadura. But along the way, the Rosh said this heter of the Asina L'Chadchila on Shabbos is mutter because it's daimer to smicha. So that's what Mr. Brewer and Reish Gimel, earlier in Reish Gimel, said that from this Rosh is Maduyik, that the Rosh holds that by the Bir Halacha in Sif Aleph, the Ramaskal Mutal Lismach Law, so Mishnah Berurah brought three shitas by Smicha. One is that smicha is only matcha shihiya. One is it's matcha chazara, and one is matcha even in the sin of chachila. And that the Bir Halacha says that last shita that it's matcha in the sin of chachila. It's a base mayor. V'gam k'sas smach l'zem erosh perakiras minyud. Mashakos with eitzel madura shorim mishum the domi l'soymich. Now eitzel madura, we're saying you're doing the sin of chachila. So smicha also, if you're saying that that's alumnus, because it means smicha also, it's mutter in the sin of chachila. So smicha is the starting point. Yol smicha is mutar lecharchila. Then I say eitzel madura, which he's in lashon eitzel, which means kenegad madura, is mutar because daimi nesoymes. And nesin al gabi kederes chamin is mutar because it's like kenegad madura, which is like smicha. And those are all mutar lecharchila. That's what the Rashba said. So if you learn that smicha is not mutter lechatchila, smicha is only matter chazara, which means even though it's not mamish on the fire, it's not even on the kira itself, it just eats like kira, it's next to it, smicha, but hayos, it's in a place where the kira has ability to affect it and impact it, it's called putting it on the kira, and therefore you need tanoi chazara, the second sheet of the Mishabura, that with tanoi chazara it's mutter. So Pasha is putting like Avi Kedaris Kamen. Should be the same thing. It's mamish that you're putting on the kira. The kira is affecting it. Right? The kara, that should be the same thing. So, and Echonami, the Mordechai in Sef Gimel, which he's matter with Tanoi Chazara, Pasha makes sense. The purpose of the Kedaira is to make it Groof of a Ketumah, but you need, because you need Groof of a Ketumah, because this heter is not a heter of the Sinan Shabbos, this is a heter of Tanoi Chazara, which clearly needs Garf of Ketum. So without the Shulchan Aruch, when the Rashi and the Mordechai, that they should argue, I don't have a problem with, you know, that they can argue on this point, but the Mechaber brings both in him. So the three Mahalchim how to answer the Stira. One mahalik is to be mahalik between Shulchan Aruch Rav is mahalik between when you say you put a kederi kanis on the fire, how are you picturing it? You're picturing it right side up or upside down? See, he says that the case which we asked it over here was a case you're putting the kedera right side up and you're putting your kedera inside of the other kedera. So it's basically sitting on the bottom of the kedera. And male, it's right, that's mamish, on the kira. So all I accomplished by putting the kedera there was that I made a garfa katum, but I raised it a little bit. And apparently for the purpose over here, that was good enough. But it's mamish directly, it's right above the fire. So that needs to know chazara. But echonami, even my kedera katus, if you put it upside down, so it's totally removed from the fire, it's mutter. And that's the case of a case where kedera has food in it. Obviously, you're not putting it inside, you're not putting it upside down, but you're putting it on top because there's food inside over there. So that's mutter. So the bats and no machlokes at all. It's only two different cases. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's machlokes. So, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, the person would take a pot and put a pot upside down on top of the kira, so that it's removed off of the eish, and then wants to take something like chil on Shabbos, which there's no issue of bishul. It's the davar yavesh mevusha called tzarchoi. I could take it out of my fridge and put it on top of my pot, take my pot, put it upside down, and put it on the fire without a problem. I can't Shulchan Aruch. Just in
isn't it already in
The way the Mordechai presents it, it's a question of the Makabre, because the Mordechai holds like the Shita, which you're allowed to be to Shahir like Kunanya. So it wasn't Gorfa Kotam necessarily. So Mordechai says the reason why he put the Kinnari Kanis is the reason why you're doing it is because you want to save your food. But he says, when you put the Kinnari Kanis, it'll be Gorfa Kotam. And vice versa, he learned the case was it wasn't Gorfa Kotam until then. Right? The Mechaber quotes that case. He has to learn was Gorfa Kotam anyway. The Shitasa, because he passes like Rabbana. So for him, the Kinnari Kanis is not just needs to make Gorfa Kotam because it's ready Gorfa Kotam anyway. He just needs it for the practical part of removing the heat. But
what about that torch issue? That has to be removed from the
bite. The bottom of the pot. The Kohen Mechaber, all we're doing over here is a practical issue. There's no halachic nafkamina by putting the pot there. Just practically, it removes it a little bit from the fire, and that saves your pot. It saves your food. But according to the Rav, if you put it upside down, so that's the Kederes Kam, which the Rashba said. That's Bechlal, that's not called Aleish Bechlal, so that's Mutter, that's Kenegan Amadura, which is Mutter, the Sinan Al Chachila. That's how the Shulchan Rav differentiates. Okay, I should think, that his case was, he's putting it to the side of the pot, that he means that that's the only case which he's talking about over here. How much of that is accomplished to save the food? It's like a portion of Mitzias. It's a funny way to learn off the case. Portion, you're saving your food by putting it like a little bit higher. How much do you save it already? Okay. The Magen Avraham is Mechalik an interesting way. He's Mechalik between a Dover Yavish and a Dover Lach. Now, Ritzad Bishul Shaboy, there's no Bishul either case, because it was a Bishul Tzarkoy and it's still hot. So there's no Ritzad Hilchas Bishul of Shin Yun Ches, there's no difference between the two. But the Gabi Dinei Shehiyah Chazara and Sinul Chachila, there's a difference between a Dover Yavesh and a Dover Lach. By Dover Lach, which the normal thing is to cook it on top of the Kira, so even putting a pot there, even if the pot would be a mole, you can't put it on top in the Sinul Chachila situation, even if it's still what you call tzarkoi and it's there's no bishul issue, because the maisa, that's where you cook pots. But it's every yavish, which normally you do a fia inside of the tanner, or maybe on top of the tanner, but not on top of pot on top of the tanner. So that will act as a hacker, and therefore the sin of the chachil is mutter. So now the case of Kenegad Amadura in the Gemara was putting water. Gemara is a case of water, Gemara is a case of Shemen, both which are Dover Lach. The Rashba is comparing that the same way you can put the pot with water, Kenegad Amadura, and acts as a hecker, so similarly you can put the panadish on top of the pot, which is Al-Gabi Dekira, because it's a hecker, it's not the Dara to cook it there. So the way they're learning, he's opening up like a whole lose Svara that we can create. Chazal gave us the Rishus, so whenever we create a case which doesn't, is not the derbishul, and that acts as a heker, we have a right to say that case is moot. I mean, that's really what he's saying. I mean, he doesn't say so many words, but that which comes out what he's saying. He's saying, when you start over here, the more never gives us this case. The more gives us a case of Kenegan Madura, which is never lost, but nobody heats a pot far away from the fire. So that's a good hacker. It's not necessarily Mavashal, it's not also Lechatuye. Whatever your little issue is, you've solved the problem, and it's put in the Lechatkil and put it on Shabbos. You're afraid that it might come with a bishul, which that's the chiddush of the more. The chiddush of the more enough men is the bishul shaboy. The Rishonim's kasha is what happened to the dinei shehir. Let me go back a sec. The Gemara in Daf Mem is dealing with the following question. Can I put something which all I wanted is to warm in a place which, if it stays there for too long, it might come to Yatzel Eder's point? That's the more Kiddush on Daf Mem on the base. So normally the rule is it's also, even though I have intent to take it off before it gets to Yatzel Eder's point, we're afraid you're going to forget and leave it there until Yatzel Eder's point, and you did bishul. And if something which was double lock, which had never been cooked, was water, would never been cooked. So the Gemara, yeah, but if you put it Kenegan or Madura, that's okay. Because that itself will act as a heker to remind you not to leave it there for too long. So even if it does, even though it's a place where it could become Yatzel Eder's boy, but since nobody, when they want to cook, puts it so far away, that'll act as a reminder to remove it before it gets to Yatzel Eder's boy. Adkan Sugya HaGemara. The Rishonim said, that's very nice. What happened? The other Isser of Shema Osel Lechatuye, that's the Rosh's Kasha. So the Rosh, the same way it solves the problem of you might not leave it there for too long, it'll solve the chashash al yachat because it's too far away. That's the rush. Now, so that's the case of the Gemara. It comes along, the Rashbin says, well, the way the Market Rum is learning, so who I did, I want to put an Al-Gabi the Kira itself on top of it. If I put a Dover Yavesh, which people don't normally cook in that place, it's mutter because it's not Meftik Mabashal, it's not Tam Yachata, etc. So we have a right to make up our own Heterim, basically. I mean, I don't know, we meaning us, but the Rishonim came up with and said, we can create a Heterim. And the Akhraim said, okay, you know, if you can come up with a case which is good enough, you won't have a Cheshash, Shalom Yisrael, everything is wonderful. I don't know. Again, the Gemara's case of Kegel Madura, the Gemara told me that. So I can tell you Suarez in Macau. But now I'm extending it to whatever I think makes sense. So it's a fair question. Why isn't Sugar for Kutum, right? Enough of a hacker. I don't know. But the Mishabura brings a prima godim. Primogodim in Reish Gimel, Sifkat Lamed, and Eish Labam Lamed Aleph, who says a different chiluk. And his lashon is, but Sasi Primogodim Shayishiv Zoya Hakusha Batuv Tam, which means he likes this pshat. He holds that that's the Iker pshat. So what's the chiluk? So in Sif Hey, you have the fire, you have a pot on the fire which is cooking. So the pot on the fire is the as it were, the purpose of the oven is to heat the pot on the fire. So that's where the heat of the fire is going, to cook the pot on the fire. That's what it's there for. So when I put it on top of the pot, it's on top of the fire, which is full of food, which I'm cooking, I'm not putting on a kira. This is not the sin alagabi kira. This is something else totally. Because the function or the purpose of the kira is to heat the pot on top. It has food in it. So That which is on top of it is like putting it in the middle of the room. There's no shaykh to the kirabats. The case of a canary kodnis, there's no other food cooking. So here's the oven, here's the canary on the oven, and here's the food on the canary on the oven. What's the purpose of the oven? To heat the food on top of the canary. That's what it's functioning. That's its purpose, is to heat this food. So it's called Nesila Gabikira. It's mutter with Tanoi Chazara, but it's called, you can't say it's not called Nesila Gabikira. She says over there, hey, which is on Gabi Kner, Skam, and Atav, Shalom, next to Klaak, I've been on Gabi Kiro. The Haki more definitely think like Hakila Bashat. Hashang, I mean, you know, Shakner, Rekon, is a man is rock, least him is Chayma Kiro. The pot, all it does is it's Mimai, it's the Chayma. But it in itself has no function. It's not doing anything for itself. So yeah, kol kach koyim. Its goal is to minimize the heat by raising the thing up. Nasakiyah, is there rakish char kira gruvu ketuma? You can't put the chachila b'shabbes. Fine. And a chanami. So therefore, im hoya oimit shomi ba yom kedayr sheish matav shul hoya mutal litin ala lekuliyam and kedayr zu af b'shabbes chachila. So the chiluk is pasha. Over there, it's kedayr chamin, which has it has food inside of it. So then, putting on top of it is not called the nesila gabikira. So there's no dinei shehiya chazara etc. The only issue is bishul. So it's a mishkal tzarkoi. It's a davar yomesh. Just a hate. So Shabbos morning, I want to take my challah out of the freezer and put it on top of my cholent. No problem at all. I want to take a kugel out of the fridge and put it on top of the cholent. Not a problem at all. You see the chazkila, but that's more. But if I have an empty pot on the blech, so I want to take something out of the fridge and put it on top of the pot, like, so you need Tanoi Chazara. Well, it was in the fridge. There's no Tanoi Chazara. So Meir lets us. Seth Mishabur says he holds that pshat is tuptan. He likes to think, that is the true chiluk between the two cases. Okay. There's a divin mishabura. In Shinyan Ches. In Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber said they had to have Kenegar Amadura. Darush in his Bashal Tzarchim, who Yavesh, there's no Isher Vishal, Shane by Mark, there's no liquids, according to Mechaber, both Yesh Bishal and Bishal by liquids. But to Lenicha, Kenegar Amadura, I feel the Melachim Shay Yatsal Edisbo. Even though we get the Yatsal Edisbo, not a problem, because it's Kenegar Amadura. And the Ramah says, and the Fee Arminig, which we're knowing that even by Darulach, there's no Isher Bishal and Bishal, as long as it's still warm, it's Mutter also. Okay, and that the Mishabur and Sadi Dalin brings that he says that there is some achronim which is like this. Now this halacha is also a case where it's a madura b'thayatzim. It's an open fire. Al kamaduras etzim hu b'taychatanor. But if it's a fire sitting inside of an oven, so you picture your matzah oven, right? So it's a big oven, and on one side there's fire sitting over there. So I want to put it etzim connected on madura. There's a madura. I want to connect it on madura, but it's inside of the tan. Also, l'achdi sham kedar feeling marking sas. As long as it's mokhan shayat zeledus boy, because that's the dinner. You're not allowed to do l'nahach this kedera l'kira shen agrufa. The filling imenu and mina stomach leish. So you can't take a pot and put it inside on a kira shen agrufa. There's a fire there. It's not grufa. It's not next to the fire. It's still awesome. Shulchanat tishit. Now he says this. I'm inside of the tanner. There's a madur over there, which is right. If I put it on the carcass of the tanner, it's us. If I put an empty pot on the bottom of the tanner, and I put this thing on top of the pot, inside of the tanner. But I put a pot down on the floor of the tanner. Normally you put your cooking pot on the floor of the tanner. I put an empty pot on the floor of the tanner. I put it on top of the empty pot inside of my oven. Now it's mushy. Now, that in the case of Reish Canal, but Reish Gimel, Sif Gimel. Now, Reish Gimel, Sif Gimel, the pot is out over the fire. So I understand that you're saying the pot over the fire gives the Kira a din of Gerva Kalka. Again, over here the fire is still open. But instead of putting it on the carcass of the town, I'm putting it on top of an empty pot on the bottom of the town. Now, what is he being matter? So he's being matter the din of Sif Tesvav. That you're now as long as there's no bishul involved, you're allowed to take something which is not a leish and put it inside of the tanner on top of a pot on the bottom of the tanner. Like it says before in Reish Gimel Sif Gimel. In Reish Gimel Sif Gimel, we weren't matter in the scene of the Chachila according to the Prima Gaudet. We're only matter Chazor. Over here, we're being matter in the scene of the Chachila. And the lomus is because you're putting it on a pot, which is mole, according to Prima Gaudet. And in Mela, it's a whole different ballgame. That's not his case over here. So unless he means that there was a pot in there already, which doesn't sound like it's his, the lesson is, like Reish Gimel Sif Gimel. Why does Reish Gimel Sif Hay? If you're talking about a case where it has food in it. So partially means an empty, he means the case of dairy corners. And since you're putting it on the floor of the tanner, so no, when every time a person puts something inside of a tanner to cook, you always put it on the floor of the tanner. Nobody puts it on an empty pot inside of the tanner. Like, why do you raise it off the floor? So now it's mutter. Because that's not how you cook. So inside the tanner. This case, what I just said now. That's in Shinyukas Tes Saridalad. Mishpurin Sifkot Saridalad. Ansif Tesvov. So I didn't look it up. But I seem to recall that this is one of the questions that the Chofetz Chaim's son writes in a letter. He and his father wrote Pinyakas Sephardi, sections of Pinyakas Sephardi. And they ended up with a few steerers. So this is one of the steerers. And if you hold this in water, you're saying not the Teres of Prima Gaudet, you're saying the other two of them. And even the Sin Chachila got very cut as water. As long as you create your not something which is not a Mesik Mabashal, doesn't look at the wrong way of doing it. Therefore, it acts as a hacker to remind you not to be Machata, da 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 da. Shalom Yisrael, everything's mutter. Even the Kerry Khan. And if I'm a Khan, the Prima God in this case is also. It's not mutter. And the Mishabur and Reish Gimel is being Machriya like the Prima Godim. And it should be Erechanam, it's a steer. So, very not satisfying. You know, I mean, they edited it, you know. So, okay, he tells me that that's what it is. If I recall correctly, this is one of the cases. If I can't say that for sure, I did not look it up now. I don't remember where that letter is exactly. And I didn't have the time. It wasn't to go searching to find where the letter is. It's in the Mechtavei Chofetz Chaim. It's one of the letters. There's a lot of letters there. So one of the letters is that he points this out, that there were, he wrote part of, and his father did not change the things that he wrote, some of the things that he wrote, and they come with our theories. What? He doesn't. I mean, I don't think so. He doesn't. There's no like they don't raise a cap. They don't have. There's no question over here. There's another stira. I don't remember. Now, the Sharatzin over here brings this is Shulchan Aruch Shittim. The Chayonim of Fakvik, I feel the Bekderim of Sek is Ayn Shah. Chayonim is Mafakvik on this Heter. He's not sure this Heter is a Heter. What? Chazish Tal is on the Tzir? Okay. So I'm not answering the theory, but the Maisa, so Tera Tanner, there's a bigger problem because Chazar is not with the Tera Tanner. So when we make that, that even Tera Tanner, Akedarim of Sekhaz, it's Mutter, that's a big, that's like a, not only the, is you need Tera Chazar, you're being making it even better than Tera Chazar. Not only being Mata Nesil Chathila, you're being Mata case, which when you have Tera Chazar, it's not Mutter. Like that Adkan, this hat over here, he's being Mata. Ramesha has a tshuva where he handles if I would make a bless inside of my tanner all five sides, right? The four sides on the top and bottom, you know, the three sides, the top and the bottom, it opens out. Then maybe you can match a teicha tanner because that's like a bless. In other words, normally a bless doesn't work because it covers the bottom. If you're surrounded by the tanner all the sides. Over here, I was mastic on all sides, and even that he says that you can't do. So that's definitely not this. I mean, nobody cooks. Well, nobody cooks. In the generation before, that was how they used to cook on the taste of ovens, right? They're, you know, you've probably never seen that, right? They would make an insert. There was an insert for the oven to cook on Pesach, right? You're old enough to remember that, right? Right. Kashering our ovens for Pesach and then using them straight for Pesach is not so kosher. But let's just leave that there and you can remain ignorant as bliss. Okay. Okay, so a few things. Blech on top of the stove. I want to take a pan or a pot, put it upside down on top of the blech, and take my kugel out of the fridge and put it on top of the pan on top of the blech on Shabbos morning. It's a double yavesh. So there's no bishul problem. And minimal moisture doesn't bother us. As I mentioned, there's a prima gadam in Shinya Kass and Campbell. At what point is it called double yavesh or double lach? So he brings one side, it's totally right. But so that's a very big chiddush. But the most part of the sum, as long as the liquid is not going to run off independently or be nicker independently, just going to be, there's a minimal amount of liquid, it'll be absorbed back in. So that's called a double yavesh. If you're dealing with any visible, let's say you're a person take a call out of the freezer, it has ice on it, any visible ice you should remove, that's not a traditional that you've never cooked before. And any amount which is just minimal, you don't notice it, you're not makam for that, it's not significant, some of it vaporizes before it gets to Yatza lettuce bow, don't worry about it. Okay. But the shayla is in the same of Chathila. So is that mutter? So according to the Mishabur in Reish and Gimel, the answer is no. Because the only heter to do the same of Chathila is on top of a Kederis Kham. So I want to take it and put it on top of my cholent pot, do the hate. I want to put it on an empty pot on the blech? No. According to what the Mishabur is saying over here in Shinyan Ches, she mutter. According to the Dogram of Baba and the Magen Avraham, we give these other tzumtzum over there, Shulchan Aruch Rav, this case is mutter. The Maisa, I don't have an answer to the stira. Assuming that it's a stira, the general mahalach of a poskim is when you have a stira in a poskim, and one place has been koimoi, one has not been koimoi, you pass on the place which has been koimoi. The sugya of Shehiya, Chazar, and the Sinach Achila is Reshul Gimel. Reshul Gimel comes out also. Shehiya says, Agamurcha, he mentions that this din over there, that's not called Bim Koimoi. That's not the topic. Over here, Shehiya says, the topic really over here is Dine Bishul. Dine Shehiya, Chazar, and Messina is Agav. So, Hakura Bim Koimoi is Isser. If you have to assume the Shabura sheet is Isser, the Chazanish pass is Isser. So somebody asks you, should you do it? My answer is no. So, Baron Cutler's Atel held it was mutter. The Baron Cutler held this was mutter. He held like, now like, well, he went with the Mahalach of he had a Mahalach. We see the Mahalach was, it comes out that putting it on an empty, taking a blech, putting an empty pot on the blech, or empty pan on the blech, upside down, so it raises it off of the blech. Then the Shaila, how high do you have to raise it? So you have a regular pan, you have a cookie sheet, raises it this much, pan raises it that much, pot raises it that much, what's the shear? Right. What? I don't think so. I think, but he said a pan. What? Right, so this gets a black and a black. Right, it's two layers. But part of the pan, which raises it, you know, an inch and a half, whatever it is. Right. So that's that. He held that with mutter. When people ask me lemaisa, I say the hakrad and shabura lemaisa is listed. Okay. Somebody came along, how many years ago, and created something which you called the unblech. And you remember that, the unblech? No, you're too young to remember the unblech. What it was a kedera blech. That was the official name, was kedera blech. So what they do is they created a blech which had a height to it. It was hollow inside, and you could fill it with water before shot. So you had, it was a kedera molei chamin. So then on Shabbos, if you want to take something which is yavesh, which is called tarifai, from the fridge and put it on top of the blech, because it's not a blech, it's al-gabi kedera, al-gabi kedera chamin. Right? That was the head. And they had quoted some obscure poistic, like something Rangel or something like that, that gave a haskama that it's mutter. Like, I don't know who they were quoting over there, like, you know. It wasn't the difference either. Like. So, I don't think that that's the case of the Prima Gadim. The board of the Prima Gadim was that you were planning to use the food. And the purpose of the fire was to heat the food. Over here, there was no access to that water. I mean, you could, you know, theoretically open it up, but it was, you know, people left it from week to week, it became rusty, it was... So, they came up with a new version recently, I don't know, about 10 years ago, of a blech, which is about yay high. It's a big rectangle, yay, cute, right? And it has a spigot. You can actually use it as your urn. You fill a decent amount of water, you can actually use it as your urn. It's metal, so it conducts heat, so the top of it is still hot also. And then, we put on the Sinai Chakila. So, somebody that still made it, and he made a limited amount of them, and they're all gone. But that, I think, is 100% mutter. And Eir Konami, people use it as their urn. What? I don't know, I think so. I mean, it should be. What? The family of Mon has one. Yeah, he picked one up when he came there with the online picture of it. He says, is this book? I said, yeah. So he got it. I said, get me one after. He said, they're all sold out. It's not a Gabi Kira. Now, I agree with you that the loss of the Rashford is not that official. That's the Dorset, or the Pimagadim in the Rashford. And in Echonami, it could be that when the Shulchan Aruch is passing the Rashba, he's not passing the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, the case of the Rekham should also be with him. In Echonami, it could be it is, according to the Rashba. So he's passing the Rashba, will be time. The way the Prima Gunnam is in Masber, I think that the Rashba, who's the source of Sif Hei, says that the Hetzuk is not their official. Now, Kedem Rekham is also not their official. And Echonami, I think according to the Rashba, the case of the Rekham would be with him. It's not a seer of the Rashba. The problem is in the Makabra. The Makabra passes the Rekham, it's not Mutter, even if it's not their official, that's not enough, they can Mutter. So according to the Makabra, why is Kedem Rekham a Mutter? So that's the story of the Prima Gunnam, because the point over here is, since it's Malaya common and that's heating on the fire, that becomes the item which is Al Gabi Kira. And what's on top of it is not called Al Gabi Kira. It's called something else. It's not Al Gabi Kira. Way. Stop being cooked. My goal, the purpose of the kira is to cook the pot on the kira. That's how people put pots on kira. They don't put double pots on kira to be able to cook the second thing. That's how you cook. So it's not for the. But it's not the kira. The double is the kira. That's what people got as well. It's not called the Gabi Kira. It's not a heter of it, it's not Nesi Kim Abbas, it's a weird way. That's not the heter. The heter is this is not a mitzvah because it's Shem HaGabi Kira. The Chasnish's Lashon, when he says it is, the bottom pot absorbs the majority of the heat. That's why, why don't you cook it in a pot and not on a pot? Because it's a bad way to cook. It just doesn't work. Why? Because that's not really cooking, putting something on a kira. So Mela, the bottom pot absorbs all the heat, but in a case there's no other food, so then all of the heat which is there, as much as it's diminished, is cooking the top, is cooking the pot. Yeah, the Chasnish is one of the Prima Gunnam. I think it should make a difference. Yeah, the point is I'm heating water to use water. So that's really the purpose of the fire is for that. So this is just like agav. But if I'm not using the water, then that's the game of the unblech, which really was a blech. Right. This is why they got the haskama from an obscure pasuk, because. Love this, and the heter is that the purpose of the fire is to heat the thing on the kedera. No, it's only the fire. Being said, I can't tell you. You know, but yeah, but it's mutter. So, Maisa Shahoya, we were in City X for a Shabbos. My wife and I, and we're standing. My wife and I were in City X for a Shabbos. City X, right? And we're eating my family wine. That's the main arrangement. It wasn't the rub, it was some other family. And my wife comes to me, like, right before the suit, she says, you know, she was in the kitchen helping, etc. And there was the blech, there was an empty pan, and then there was the pan of chicken, which came out of the fridge, onto the empty pan on top of the blech. So my wife said, are we allowed to eat? You can't eat it. You let it cool off. It's a so as long as you're not in the henna from the mice, it's butter. What? So I told my wife, it's butter. She said, well, does it bother you the fact that there's liquid bubbling on top of the pan? In other words, it's a pan of chicken. So there's the chicken, and then there's like the space in between the chicken, which is full of the fat and the liquid from the chicken, right? So you made a pan of chicken. And now you're putting it onto the blech, and it's sitting there bubbling, you know, heating up and bubbling on top. Does that bother you? My wife said to me. I mean, halachically. Right? I said, that's a different ball game. Now you're getting involved in the Shiloh Bishul. Right? So does that affect the chicken? Okay. We had a handball. You know, that doesn't affect the chicken. So I said, you know what? Wait till the chicken cools off. You're not being the henna from the mice of Shabbos. Even we call Bishul. was a shoyge. It could be a bishul or bishul. I said, you know, but I understand my hesitation to seeing this thing being put on the Shabbos on the blech and heating up that there's liquid bubbling. Right? You can understand why my wife was taking out her former rabbi to say it's mutter. But at least, and I'm sad that Isser of Shehiyah Chazorah, I had no problem saying it's mutter, because there are Shehiyahs were told, you know, there's a, other than the people, the Dogma Baba would have held that case as mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Rabbah held the case as mutter. And Rabbanan passed in Lach HaLamai said that case is mutter. So I asked the person, so he told me that he heard that some Rav in Lakewood, who's his Rav, this is his place, he told him it's mutter. I said, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But not exactly your scenario. You know, I guess the person didn't pick up, right? He quoted the name of a Rav in Lakewood, a well-known Rav in Lakewood, who told me this, that it's mutter. I mean, I didn't count him. I was curious. I said, you're doing that. You know, yeah, I mean, Rav so-and-so Lakewood told me that's why you ought to do that. So I tried to point out to him that could be the case over there was the Yovesh, the not the liquid bubbling on Shabbos morning. So, so I found in the you can leave it there, it's mutter b'achila, everything is wonderful. Now comes along Rabbi Karpin and says, what about a double boil? Double boil. Right? You guys have no shyness for cooking. That's it. Right. So you have certain foods which they're more sensitive. You don't want to cook them at full temperature. They get very hot. So you have a double pot. The bottom pot you put water in, and that boils. And you put your more sensitive food on top. So this way it will cook more slowly at that. She says, now, double boiler, first of all, it's partially inside of the pot. It's inserted in. And that is a dirt official. And the purpose of the fire is to heat the water, to heat the thing on top. So that's a different ballgame. So I couldn't use a double boiler situation. Like, leave it there before Shabbos, the bottom one, and the Shabbos takes the other one and put it inside the top part. So that lechara is beneficial. The purpose of the fire is to heat up the thing, not to heat the water. And usually you don't use the water after it. Usually. Well, so, okay, I'll make a cup of coffee with the water. I don't think that's going to matter it. And it goes inside. Not only to the bottom, but it goes inside. So, so he points out the car that double boiler doesn't have this heter. Now he says, what about the following? So the case until now was that you had a blech, you put the pan on the blech, and you put the food on the plan on the blech. What about on a plat? So it's the regular service of the plat. I want to put a pot of figure down or a pan of figure down on the plat. You put the food on top of the pan on the plat. Is that case analogous or not? What's the chilek? The chilek is, in the case of the blech, it's already going for cutting inside the blech. So the kedera is coming to act like the assuming you'll say kedera recovers is mutter, right? We'll say kedera recovers at least to the evidence mutter is that, right? But are you holding like yeshiva that it's mutter lecharfiyus? But it could be that's only the case he argues when you have the blech is functioning as the blech. So that's your garba katam, that makes now I'm allowed to do she and chazara. Then I am a kedera kondis to make it now it's mutter even the sin lecharfiyus. But on the plata, it's on the plata which you see the chachila. Okay. On a plata, he argues that the plata is the ish. So now, the kedei rekonis is the garvakotim on the ish. So now you need to correct his own. So now, what are the plata he's talking about? Um, So he wants to argue. He says, "In the Sunnah, Gabi Plata, Rebbe Makaris." This is in Din Yeshiva Chazara Oislam and Hay. So in the footnote, in the footnote on that, he suggests that Makarishim, it's Eishmam. It's not. I have no idea what he's talking about. He's only a case of Plata, which is a potentially Malkum Bishul and Mela. You don't have the swords of Heter Mitzat Plata alone. He says here, I want to use the swara of Ein Derech LeVashlam Kan. I want to throw in that other swara. That's not the longness of the Heter is not Derech Bishul. So what's not Kamina? And the truth is, if you look at all those going back to the Siftimul, the case was with the Kir, which was not Garf Kaptan. The way to Mordechai lived, and he's in Matzah, the Kadeir, the Kair is next to Garf Kaptan. And according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and according to the Magen Avraham, even Sidach Chil is Mutter. So the plot is not any worse. So I think that it's poshut that if you're going to be mad to the case of the blech, so the case of the plata will be the same thing. Even the plata which you can cook on, you don't need that it should be two layers. The heter is not two layers. The heter is that once you raise it up, it's not there official that's going to go over there. And according to those shittas, that's a heter. So if you're going to assume that heter, I'm heter even in the case of a plata. I think it's poshut. He makes it like a big chiddush. You don't want to sit around and you're chabashim akach. I think it's wukach minayu bay in the heter in the Mordechai minayu bay. The Mishabur himself says, the Mordechai says, the Mela makes a Garf HaKatan. It means the case was, it wasn't a Garf HaKatan to start with. Mitzachia held a Kananya, and it wasn't a Garf HaKatan, but I want to do Chazar. My first step is make a Garf HaKatan. Last point. There's the Chazanish comes along and says, in that case in Siv Gimel, what kind of pot are you using? Because I'm making a black with Chachilan jug. Stop all of this. I don't want to. I want to do a chazar. I'm like, you know, I'm a single avant-garde, and I hold, you know, the halacha lemaisa. I want to show the Chananya's right. So I leave my chicken soup on the fire directly, going to the Shabbos. I hold it more. The fact that it's touching on the fire doesn't bother me. The fact that it's, you know, the bushel of torah, the bushel of the fish, or I leave my chicken soup going to the Shabbos, directly on the fire. Okay, then I realize, you know, it's boiling out too much, so I want to put a black one. So I want to pick up the pot, stick the metal in, etc. So Chazanish says, 1 second, you have a new problem, so you're heating the metal up. So I don't have a problem with, there's no Isra be'etzem, you don't need it to be on a black before Shabbos. And Mitzat Chazorah, you can get some covered on Shabbos also. Coals you couldn't because you're doing Hebrew. Over here, you're not doing any Hebrew by putting the metal on top. You have a problem that you're heating the metal. She says the case of Kedera and the Gemara of the Mordechai was a Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres, once it's baked, you're not doing anything at all to the thing. And if it's a metal pot, you have a problem of heating the metal on Shabbos. It doesn't get to the point where it's that hot. Kasi Shirasim in a turn. Chazanish. So I want to take, according to Chazanish, I have a new problem. I want to take my pan and put it there on Shabbos morning and put the thing on top of the pan. I have a problem. I'm heating up the metal of the pan. So Shlomo Zalman says, no. Shlomo Zalman in a footnote in Shemesh Kabbalah Hilchos says that what's the issue? When you're heating metal to a certain temperature, it's going to start to melt. That's Bishul. Or it starts to glow. That's the Mokha Mavir making the nature. You didn't get to either of those things. You know, your normal temperature is not making the metal melt, and it's not making it red hot. So, there's the din of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is when you do the full maisa, lacking a shir. Or even no maisa b'chlal. So, Shlomo Zalman holds it that you don't have to worry about that, that's mutter. So, using a metal thing is mutter. I would point out, if a person wants to make a blech with aluminum foil, which is very thin, that might be a different ballgame. Unless the fire is very minimal, which in most cases it's not, you might actually heat up the that it's still starting to get soft and melt a little bit. I had this, Lamaise, I had this once. not doing on Shabbos, we don't use the blech anymore. We used to use the blech. And one time, I don't know, we ever left the fire hot, and the blech started glowing. It actually started, the fire was hot enough that the blech started to melt, started to glow. And it was, like after Shabbos, it was bent a little bit. It's also, but after Shabbos, the blech had actually bent a little bit. I mean, it had melted. But it got warped, it had like an imitation. The metal had softened over there. So it's not, way out that could happen. You're putting it directly on a fire, and a pot, that it's not going to happen. But what? No, that's a different shear. So, at Echonami, a person should be aware of that. But Mikra didn't, a lot of, Mitzad, Hilkis, real group of a Ketuma, making a black on Shabbos. The Moshe says, others say, that's what there's no Tanai for Chazorah that the guard of a Ketuma has to be from before Shabbos. Practically, Bisman Chazal had to be, because you can't move coal. But nowadays that we're making a guard for cotton with a metal black, so you can put the metal black on Shabbos. That's clear Muslim. Kasi shear is not a problem. But practically, a person has to be aware that if you have a large flame, you might be really doing more than that. So a person should not do that on Shabbos. Okay.